It's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Plan ahead for seed saving. If you want to save seeds from your garden, you have to take isolation distances into account, which means how far apart plants must be to avoid cross-contamination. Given that most people don't have 500 feet between crops, or several miles in the case of corn, we have to strategize in order to save seed so it doesn't cross-pollinate with other species. As you plan out your spring garden right now and take stock of your seed collection, take note of seed packets with only a few seeds left. Maybe that variety of cucumber is the only one that you grow this season instead of four different types. Choose one variety of corn and get your neighbors to grow it with you. Then you can all save seeds together. It's hard to limit ourselves in the garden, but you'll be glad you did when you have free seeds for life, right? And of course, if you can't limit yourself, then choose sulfurs. Sulfurs are self-pollinating plants that rarely cross, like beans, peas, lettuces, Swiss chard, beets, basil, and umbels like parsley, cilantro, dill, and celery. Or make a plan to be an avid gardener and tape up your squash and melon flowers and hand-pollinate when the time comes. However you want to do it, learn how to do it. So find more information about seed-saving isolation distances at gardennerd.com this week only, and plan your garden with an eye toward seed-saving. While you're there, check out our upcoming classes at Santa Monica College, and of course, get Gardening for Geeks for all of your spring planning garden needs. Happy gardening!